we left off where kids ride their bikes, scooters, and raise some funds for the backpack program that CYS has, and also for the school and the backpack program, I believe. And this Wednesday, we invite you to join the ice cream social. It's at Holy Trinity at 6:30, and it looks like the weather will allow us to be outside. It's in the little patio with the little stone benches right on 3rd Street in front of the building. And we'll have a short service, and then we'll have ice cream Sundays. So I hope you can join us for that. It's always a nice time of fellowship. And then finally, one more thing. Our final song of today's service is in the Blue Book, just to give you a heads up. We don't have permission to print that one. We have one license that gives us permission to print lots of the hymns, but every once in a while there's a hymn that's not covered under that license, and this one is one of those. So then we use our books. And then finally, the time is coming close for me to go to the conference I'm traveling to. I'm leaving Sunday morning, a week from today, and we'll be back on the 31st. I'm part of an international association of women ministers. It's a group of women clergy from all over the world. And every other year we have a conference. And this year it's in Jakarta, Indonesia. It's the first time our conference is in a country where Christians are a minority. And so we will hear stories of women pastors in that context. And I think it'll be very interesting to learn more about that and their life together there. Pastor Judy Engelberger, a retired Presbyterian pastor, will be here both Sundays, next Sunday and the 26th. And in case of emergencies, my husband, Pastor Martin Galbraith, is available for those. Anything else to be shared? Let's enjoy some music. Thank you for the beautiful music. Please stand if you are able for the confession and prayers. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose compassion endures forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin to God. Let us begin with a moment of silence. Of God. We confess
to you all our sins. Our burden is heavy, and we cannot free ourselves. In your mercy, call us back to you. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Restore us to dwell in your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Rest in God's love.
Amen.
For this holy life and for love, for our work and our play. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Souls with your body and blood, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Carry
The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah. God's word to Israel's exiles is as sure and effective as never-failing precipitation. Their return to the Holy Land in a new exodus is cheered on by singing mountains and by trees that clap their hands. The Old Testament lesson now from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall the word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join me in reciting Psalm 65. You are to be praised, O God, in Zion. To you shall vows be fulfilled.
To you, Lord, answers prayer. To you, all flesh shall come.
Our sins are stronger than we are, but you blot out our transgressions.
Happy are they whom you choose and draw to your courts to dwell there. They will be satisfied by the beauty of your house, by the holiness of your temple.
Awesome things will you show us in your righteousness, O God of our salvation, O hope of all the ends of the earth and of the oceans far away.
You made firm the mountains by your power.
roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the clamor of the peoples.
Those who dwell at the ends of the earth will tremble at your marvelous signs. You make the dawn and the dusk to sing for joy.
You visit the earth and water it abundantly. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the rain, the grain, for so you provide the earth.
You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges. With heavy rain you soften the ground and bless its increase.
You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty.
May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing, and the hills be clothed with joy.
May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing. Paul's letter to the Romans is our second reading. There is no condemnation for those who live in Christ. God sent Christ to accomplish what the law was unable to do: condemn sin and free us from its death-dealing ways. The Spirit now empowers proper actions and values in our lives and gives us the promise of resurrection, resurrected life. We're reading from the 8th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans. There is, therefore, now, no condemnation of those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind is set on the flesh. That is set on the flesh, is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit of life, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. In Matthew's Gospel, both Jesus and his disciples sow the seed of God's word by proclaiming the good news that the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, in a memorable parable, Jesus explains why this good news produces different results in those who hear. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the words, but the cares of the world and the world's wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of our Lord. Much better there. So, if we buy the best seed available, but our soil is not great, what may happen? We may not have the greatest garden. Our gospel for today is about planting and growing, and the soil seeds are planted into. The sower goes out and generously sowed seeds. Sometimes we see images of this gospel story. It's the sower who just generously sows seeds. Some seeds fall on the path, and some on rocky ground. Some seeds fall among the thorns, and some seeds fall on good soil. And what happens? the soil makes a difference. The seeds that fall on the path and on rocky grounds don't really have a chance. Then there are the seeds that fall among the weeds, the thorns. They seem to grow well for a moment, but then they get choked out. But then there are the seeds that fall on good soil, and they grow and thrive. We are the soil, and lots of seeds of faith. Sometimes we are in a rocky place in our lives, and we struggle with our faith. Perhaps because we face very difficult days. Sometimes the seeds are off to a good start, but then other things become more important, and the seeds of faith are choked out. And then there are the glorious times when our faith is strong and firm, and we become co-sowers of faith with our Lord. Indeed, God calls us to help sow seeds of love and hope with others. We are called to sow seeds of faith in our everyday lives with all we encounter. If you are a gardener, do you carefully place each seed into the soil? Or do you take a handful of seeds and just scatter them everywhere? I tend to be the one seed at a time kind of a gardener. But God is a sower who scatters good seed everywhere. God is a sower that is generous and scatters an abundance of seed. No prior requirements to be met. No questions asked. God sows seeds of faith and hope into all of our lives. How blessed are we to have a God of hope and grace and generosity and abundance. There's a story about John Wesley, who lived in England and was instrumental in starting the Methodist Church there. John would ride his horse and preach in different places. He was an itinerant preacher. John Wesley was riding his horse through a deserted area in England one night when he was stopped by a man intent on robbing him. At the man's instructions, Wesley emptied his pockets, which had a few small coins in them. Wesley then invited the robber to check the saddlebags on his horses, which were filled with books. When the disappointed robber started to leave, Wesley said, "Stop. I have something else to give you." The robber turned to Wesley, and Wesley said to him, "My friend, you may live to regret this sort of life in which you are engaged. If you ever do, I beseech you to remember this. The blood of Jesus cleanses us of every sin." Years later, Wesley was preaching in a place when, after the sermon, a man asked to speak to him. He identified himself as the one who had robbed him several years earlier. He said that Wesley's words had haunted him for the longest time, and finally he had acted on them. He had become a follower of Jesus and an honest, successful tradesman. He said To you, dear sir, and to our Lord Jesus, I owe it all. He had changed his soil. God had changed his soil. Chances are our life reflects different kinds of soil at different times in our lives. May God work in our lives and work our soil and improve its composition. Like a gardener adds compost to make the soil richer. And may God continue to sow seeds of faith generously in all of our lives, so we may grow in faith and hope and become sowers of seeds ourselves, so we may be able to encourage and support one another here at Hope and Holy Trinity, and here in this beautiful place that our Lord has created. Let us be inspired by the messages of our Old Testament reading. May we go out in joy and be led back in peace. May the mountains and the hills before us burst into song, and may we join the trees of the field as they clap their hands. Thanks be to God, who is present in our lives always.